When a hurricane is raging outside, the wind is howling, and our imagination can sometimes run wild. We sometimes think that we can almost hear voices in the wind as it screams through the trees and around corners. Sometimes it can sound so real, but we know it's only the wind. Or is it? Sarah Jacobs was at home alone at her beach home one evening during a hurricane. She had never really been afraid of hurricanes before, so she wasn't really worried. She sat down in the living room and turned on the television to the local news for an update on the weather. She had candles, food, water, and a flashlight, so she was prepared should the lights go out. The meteorologist was giving warnings and other useful information over the television, and Sarah was just getting settled in her big comfortable recliner when she heard a loud bang outside, and at the same time, the lights went out. At first, Sarah was a little startled. She calmed down and lit one of the candles. She lit another one and set them both on the side table beside her chair. She picked up a book and began to read. She wasn't worried, for she knew that the lights would be back on soon. Or so she thought. She was only a page or two into her book when she thought she heard a voice. The voice seemed to be calling her name.
Sarah. Sarah.
It almost sounded like a whisper. It sounded like she heard a voice in the wind, but she knew that was impossible. The wind grew worse by the minute, and she began to wonder if she could try to go to one of the local shelters that had been set up. She got up and looked out of the window and saw tree limbs down and debris all over her yard. She made the decision that it would be safer just to stay where she was. As she sat back down, she thought she heard that whisper in the wind again.
Sarah! Sarah!
She went back to her book and tried not to think about it. She read a few more pages. There it was again. That wasn't the wind that time, she said out loud. She went back to the window and looked out once more. She couldn't see anything. She looked as hard as she could, but saw nothing.
Sarah! Sarah!
This time there was no denying it. She heard her name being called in the wind. She looked outside again, all around as far as she could see, which wasn't very far, but again saw nothing. Now she was somewhat frightened. She was hearing a voice call her name, but saw no one. She wasn't exactly sure what to do. Just then a large tree fell right in front of her window and narrowly missed hitting the house. She jumped and screamed.
Sarah! Sarah!
The voice brought her back to reality. It was louder now, and she had no doubt that she was hearing a voice in the wind. She was scared and alone and couldn't use the phone because the power was still out.
Sarah! Sarah!
The voice seemed to be coming from everywhere now. She ran downstairs and hid in the basement where she didn't know what else to do. She began to cry and tremble. The house sounded as though it were going to shake completely apart.
Sarah! Sarah!
The voice seemed to be inside her house now. She sat as quietly as she could and tried not to move. By now, she was terrified.
Sarah! Sarah!
She didn't move a muscle. The only thing she could think to do now was to pray. Oh God, I am scared and don't know what to do. Please, Lord, watch over me and protect me. Send your angel to protect me. In Jesus' name I pray. As soon as she finished her prayer, she heard the voice in the wind again.
Sarah! Sarah!
This time it sounded as if it were in the same room with her. She made up her mind that she was going to run upstairs and straight out the front door to the neighbor's house. As soon as she stood up and began to run, she ran straight into the arms of her worried boyfriend.